Christmas Eve. This is AM 1230 WFAS. I'm Roy G here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing all right. Boy, that Christmas stuff just woke me up. You know, it's bad enough that I've still got shopping to do, and I have to go to a football game, and I have stuff to do tonight, and we have dinner. But on top of that, where am I going to find time to watch all the football that's on TV on Saturday today?
I'm very upset about that, actually. I am in a...
It throws me completely off.
I'm in a fantasy championship game today, and I'm not going to watch any of the games, really.
I got to the studio before my producer did. I couldn't even get in. I mean, you know, I'm sitting outside going, you know, this isn't right. I should be at wrestling practice or something. But I got to tell you, there's plenty of football out there. We had a pretty good week to start with. If you go to nhbowl.com, National Handicappers Bowl, that stands for nhbowl.com, you can see that I'm pretty sure I'm still in first place in points division.
Is that good? First place?
It's not bad.
Did you break the game?
I've only been first once in the past 20 years, so if I can hang in there, I might get my second championship. But it's been a tough year. I mean, I've been between 56 and 60% pretty much most of the year. But, you know, there's a lot of good handicappers out there right now when they're documented by somebody who is legitimate. And, you know, my guy Phil is super legitimate. As a matter of fact, he tries to screw me every time he gets a chance. Just kidding, Phil. I'm just kidding. He's strictly by the rules. I mean, if I don't give him my 3012 number, although I'll give Phil this.
Just give out your password.
But he can't.
Is your luggage?
Trust me, nobody can duplicate. Listen, nobody can duplicate my voice. That's the deal. So when he gets my picks,
just go outside and scream for hours, and then you have Bruce Hall's voice.
If I screw, thank you very much. If I screw up anything, or if he can't hear, remember, because I used your phone today to call my picks in.
Yeah,
remember,
because
I got a Droid, and it's my third Droid. And honestly, Motorola, fix your frickin' Droids, okay? Because there's always something wrong with them. But if for some reason, I can't. You know, leave a message, so I had to use your phone today.
Which is Apple iPhone.
And it's actually one of the first times I've ever... Roy, it's
Steve Jobs plugs.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Much better phone than what I've got, honestly.
I love the iPhone.
Hey, look, next weekend we're going to be in New York.
It's my first trip to New York.
Hey, and we do have some fans up there because we got people on our Facebook page.
Have at least one fan.
Well, but that's your mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't count.
Yeah, she does.
No, I'm just kidding. And mom, you count. Terry, you count. You know that.
I visited my parents last weekend. My mom was like,
you stayed there last night, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you were in Baltimore last night.
And
okay.
I walked in the door. And my mom was like, "My son said he loved me on the radio." I was like, "Oh yeah."
Well, you know what? let me tell you something.
You're famous now, mom.
There are some advantages to having a voice on the air, and this is what they call the real air. You know, we're on in New York. We have a listening audience up there. But you can also go to WFAS and stream us on your computer. You can go to BruceHallSports.com and stream us. And where else can they go and stream us?
We can go to SportsManCave.com.
SportsManCave.com.
If you have a Android or iPhone, you can go to your app store and get in TuneIn Radio and listen to us wherever you want.
That's where my kids and my wife right now are in the truck or in her car tailgating. At the Redskins game, listening to us on the show.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
And I wouldn't even know how to do that. I mean, you know, I'm old school. I mean, I just hand it to you and go, Roy, can you do this for me?
Fix this.
Hey, listen, we're already 300 units to the good this week. And it's always nice. I love Thursday night games. And let me tell you, you know, there was a big, you know, every sports talk station in the country wastes at least 2 hours, if they have a 4 or 6 hour show, on call-ins, do you like Thursday or do you not? Let me tell you something. If they played at 6 a.m. on Monday morning, I'd be up watching the game.
I would, too.
It doesn't matter.
As long as it was not on NFL Network and I got it through my cable provider.
As long as it's not Jacksonville and Tampa Bay.
I'd still watch it. I'd still do it.
Oh, you'd only watch it if you had something on it.
I mean, I watch all kinds of sports. I watched the Women's World Cup.
Hey, have you got all your... Let me ask you what...
Which I love.
I love soccer.
Hope Solo, if you're listening, I love you.
I like it when they take their shirts off
and
after
Alex
they
Morgan,
win.
And Alex Morgan is beautiful.
Hey, you're not going to the Baltimore game, are you?
No.
That's because I asked you the Redskins. You got Christmas shopping to go.
I got family stuff to do today.
I know. And you got a family. And I
do.
And listen, we want to say say Merry Christmas to everybody out there, because after we go off the air, right when the football starts at one o'clock today, and I think we're on to one, aren't we? On to 1 o'clock.
The thumbs up.
That's
from
it,
producer.
Dude. That's yes. It, dude. It might as well be Christmas morning, because the next time I go to sleep, I'm going to wake up and all of Santa's cookies are going to be gone. And there's going to be like milk spilled to make me think that if there's kids listening out there, there is a Santa Claus, because I've seen him. And I saw him when I was real little, and I tell this story to my wrestlers every year. And I'm not going to tell it now because it takes like 15 minutes, but I'm going to tell you something. I swear to God, I saw Santa Claus. Maybe I was dreaming it. But I saw some guy that did not live in my house and was not my father at my tree in a Santa outfit.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Hey, listen, let's get started.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about Indy. Now, if you went to my blog on Thursday afternoon, you read a pretty neat little thing about how I thought that they were not only going to cover the spread on Thursday night, but I thought they were going to win the game, because Houston the nice thing about getting old is you see a lot of stuff. I've seen teams when they lose their starting quarterback and they're still in there and have a guy in there managing the game who's a rookie. He's only averaging 16 points a game.
Yeah. I've seen this movie before.
Yes, Schaub's averaged 26 points a game.
Now, what do you think about Houston's chances to come playoffs?
But that wasn't the only thing that was not going for him.
Yeah.
Their defensive coordinator had his gallbladder and part of his kidney taken out.
Yeah.
And he was still in the hospital. Now, no matter what you think, the guys were out there playing for him, but it's not the same way. When Wade Phillips is not there on the sidelines, he looks like Santa Claus without a beard, by the way. He'd be the perfect Santa Claus. But Wade Phillips, me, I love the guy. He's an NFL guy that should be in the Hall of Fame no matter what, because he put up with Jerry Jones for a few years. You know, his dad was Bum Phillips. And everywhere he's gone, his defense has been spectacular.
That's true.
No, I mean, the guy he's like Dom Capers. And when you give him a head coaching job, they struggle. You know why? Because they're defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
You know, it's like being an accountant and being a CEO. You know, you can be a great accountant and great numbers banger, but if you don't have people skills and you can't sell, you shouldn't be a CEO, in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
And that's kind of what happens in the league. They try to find these guys that fit, and they don't always fit. But we had Indy. They won, and I'm picking them to win next week, too. I think they're going to win 3 in a row, and I think they're going to cost themselves Andrew Luck. I think if I was Minnesota and they lose to the Redskins this week, and then they lose next week, I think they play the Packers. No, Detroit plays the Packers next week. But anyway, if Minnesota only wins 2 games this year, take Luck anyway. What a deal you can do for Andrew Luck. You can get 2 first-round draft choices.
Well, the 3 bad teams that are competing for the suck for Luck, the Colts have Manning.
Right.
The Rams have Bradford.
Right.
And Minnesota has Ponder. Now, is Ponder Luck? No, but you can offer him up and somebody will want him. With Bradford, same with Manning. I mean, these teams are going to get something whether they draft Luck or if they trade away the pick.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If you're the Washington Redskins and you can't get the guy you're talking about from Baylor,
who could go back to school.
But I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either, but he has the option.
Because he's going to be one of the top 2 quarterbacks drafted.
I like RG3 a lot.
I like it. I just like his athleticism. I wish he was a little taller, but you know what? Drew Brees is 5'11". If you think Drew Brees is 6 foot, 6 foot one, you've never stood next to Drew Brees. He's not a very big guy.
No, Drew Brees, he's listed at 6 foot.
Joe Theismann is barely 6 feet, and he had a great NFL career.
His knee doing these days?
It's his leg. He broke his leg. It shattered his femur. His femur.
Oh, man.
I mean, when you break your femur, that is one big bone. And I was at that game. They brought Jay Schrader in. And Jay Schrader actually made the next year, he threw for over 4,000 yards and made the Pro Bowl.
Well, we haven't had a quarterback since Theismann.
Right,
and when I say we, I mean the Redskins.
Hey, you know what? We better get to work.
Whoa.
I'm going to try that again.
There we go. All right, so first up, we have the Baltimore Ravens minus 12.5 over the Cleveland Browns. The over-under here is 38.
You know what? You straightened me out on this pick. I was all over Baltimore all week, and then we started talking.
Yep.
And then you started pointing out to me why Cleveland was going to win this game. That's now, right. Let me just tell
and
you.
And I'm not crazy.
No, I know you're not. And look, you live in Baltimore.
I do.
And you listen to a lot more radio in Baltimore than I do.
I really like the Ravens, first off. I like the Ravens a lot as a football team. I like the Ravens as a franchise. I do not like the Ravens in this game.
Hey, they got two guys out that are very important guys. They got Anquan Boldin out, and they got Billy Cundiff out.
Yep.
And Billy Cundiff only kicks the ball into the stands every kickoff.
Yeah, Billy Cundiff is a huge part of this Ravens offense and defense. Like you said, he pins every team at the 20.
They start at the 20, and that might be doing him a favor. I'd like to see him kick it straight up in the air down to about 2 yards deep in the end zone and see if they can get somebody inside the 5 one time.
Mm-hmm. And now Shane Graham is the guy that they brought in, who was in a kickoff.
He's got to be a better kicker out there.
He was in a kickoff with Billy Cundiff a couple years ago in Baltimore. So Baltimore is very familiar with this guy. He's very familiar with Baltimore.
He's been with a lot of teams. Shane Graham's been with, what, like 6-7 teams? He's been with the Giants. He's been with Arizona Cardinals, I know.
Now, his last stint in Baltimore did not play very well. Obviously, he got beat up by Billy Cundiff. He missed some field goals. He's been known to miss field goals. He's actually missed 2 extra points twice in a season.
What did Billy Cundiff do in Dallas to get released? I don't understand that. I mean, why did Dallas ever let him go? Dallas is very much like, you know what? Dallas and the Washington Redskins maybe release some of the best players in the NFL. They do. I mean,
they go through kickers like candy.
Well, you know, that's owner. Owners get pissed and a kicker gets cut.
Now, the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, that's just life.
Yeah, Andre Carter.
But he's out for the year, unfortunately.
Yeah. But the Ravens were spoiled with Stover. They had an amazing kicker forever.
Yep.
And now they have a good kicker in Billy Cundiff, who's out, but they are calling for his head because he's not Stover. And now they're going to get Shane Graham, who's even worse than Billy Cundiff. He hasn't hit a 50-yard field goal since 2006. And I don't like that. Field goals are a big part of the Baltimore Ravens game.
You talked
about Anquan Boldin out with a torn meniscus. He's out for at least the rest of the regular season, maybe the first week of the playoffs, who is Flacco's go-to guy whenever he's in trouble.
Right.
He's his crutch. Now you're talking about Ray Rice is the only option for this offense because Lee Evans on one side, Torrey Smith on the other side, those are just two players who stretch the field.
But I'm going to tell you, against Cleveland, that's probably not a bad thing because everybody can run against Cleveland. And what's going to happen today, in my opinion, it's going to be a 10-14-point game, and you got me off of it, and I got to appreciate it. We're going to leave that one alone. I'm pretty sure you're taking Cleveland on your website. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. -2.5 over the Oakland Raiders. The over-under here is 42.
Okay, well, Kansas City's my play of the day. I mean, for one thing, I love Kansas City right now because they fire a guy. Look, they fire their head coach last Monday, correct?
Yeah.
They fire
and and Romeo comes out.
And Romeo Crennel, all he does is beat an undefeated team.
They were who he thought they were.
On a national stage. And I'm going to tell you, it's not like they snuck in there for the win, Roy. They kicked their rear ends. I watched the game. It was a little, it was a little painful to watch because I didn't have them, but I really kind of wanted them to go undefeated because I'm tired of those Miami guys.
Yeah,
no. I don't like all the old Miami guys. I'm not a big Shula guy. It's hard to be a Shula guy, even though he was in Baltimore.
Well, they run their mouths. Like, I mean, that's the only thing that.
The Dolphins have
nowadays. I mean, they're a bad football team. They've been bad for a very, very long time.
Well, let me tell you why I'm taking Kansas City today. I'm taking them because, A, they're on a roll. B, they're playing for Romeo's shot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, they're in the playoff hunt. How do you fire your coach and then all of a sudden you're in the playoff hunt?
They shouldn't have fired him.
No.
But apparently he didn't get along with the owners. They weren't going in the right direction, quotations. So,
well, he doesn't get along with GM, Scott Paoli.
Yeah.
And Paoli is a New England guy, and Romeo is a New England guy. Of course, Haley was a New England guy.
This whole staff was basically
New
England guys.
But there's New England guys everywhere. But my point is give Romeo a shot. These guys love this guy. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know what's great about playing in Kansas City? I've been there, okay? And I have friends from there. And I have Kelly Goodburn used to punt for the Redskins. He started punting for Kansas City. He lives in Kansas City. That's where he made his home. The best barbecue beef and ribs you can eat anywhere in the world are in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm just telling you. And I used to go out there to visit Kelly and go to a ball game. Those people are crazy. They dress in red, and they go nuts at every game. They haven't had much to cheer about for a while.
This is a big rivalry game, too.
This is huge because this is an AFC West, and it's the Raiders.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's
who are on the downside. Four running backs show up on the injury report for the running, for the Raiders.
Well, Huff's out. Ford's out. McFadden's out. Your boy Michael Bush is questionable.
Yep. And then
who's, you know, I mean,
Rock Cartwright shows up. But you know, I mean, how deep down the depth chart do we have
to
get?
Yeah, but I love Rock Cartwright. He'll probably rush for 80 yards on 15 carries today, and they'll probably win and beat me out of my damn play. But I'm taking Kansas City -2.5 in this game, and I'm taking them for 5 stars. I love this game.
Next up, we have the Denver Broncos. -3.
Thank you, Roy.
Over the Buffalo Bills. The over-under here is 43.5.
Well, you know what?
Can we still say two words?
Tim Tebow, absolutely. Let me tell you something. Last week, watching that game, it looked like they got a great start.
I was blowing up Twitter for about 30 minutes.
Twitter quietly
hid in the other room.
Well, 3 turnovers in 3 minutes will do that to you.
It was... What? People act like special teams isn't a big part of the game.
It's everything.
If you watched that Denver-New England game, special teams was the make and break of that game.
George Allen, a former coach of the Los Angeles Rams and the Washington Redskins, made a living with special teams. They block. You know what? And the Redskins haven't blocked a punt in I don't know how long. Or even a field goal. Maybe a field goal or an extra point sometime in the last 5 or 6 years.
The only time I ever
But the
remember...
Redskins blocked a punt every week. They had a guy named Malinchak, who the only reason he made the team was because he was a punt blocker.
The only time I remember the Redskins blocking a field goal was when Sean Taylor did it against the Cowboys. And Sean Taylor's dead now.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Sean.
And we still haven't... the Redskins still haven't replaced him and never will. And that's the absolute truth. But you know what? I'm leaving this game alone. You like Denver here.
I like Denver.
You know why I don't like Denver? It's nasty up in Buffalo, isn't it?
It is.
It's kind of cold and rainy, and I got a feeling Buffalo's a little bit more used to that turf field that they have up there in Rich Stadium. I'm not a big fan of this game. I'd be surprised if Denver loses. By the way, your boy C.J. Spiller from Clemson looked pretty good last week.
Yeah.
You know what? That kid, he's starting to look more and more like a first-round draft choice, isn't he?
He's starting to improve. He's starting to look a lot better. Now, he is also playing behind Fred Jackson, who now is out, so now you're starting to see C.J. Spiller get a lot more carries.
Well, you know what? Fred Jackson's been around a long time, and I'm going to tell you, all the good teams have two great running backs now.
Yeah.
They do. By the way, go to my website, brucehallsports.com. My blog's on there. Click on it. You can follow us as we go down the list of games for today. You know what, Roy? I could see the Broncos running the ball 50 times in this game.
Now,
I just think they're going to get away from the pass because there's no doubt Buffalo's run defense sucks. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Their pass defense isn't much better.
No.
But here's the problem. If you can run the ball, it will, like they looked like against New England last week, and now you're playing somebody that's just as bad as New England, maybe even worse against the run. Wouldn't you just keep giving the ball
absolutely
to your backs?
It's all about ball control.
Well,
Denver lost that game last week because they gave the ball away.
They put the ball on the ground.
Now, you have a shot at beating Brady when you're playing him straight up.
Yeah, Grossman turned the ball over twice and still almost
exactly
beat
him. If you are going to give Tom Brady the ball on your own 40, your own 30, or your own 20, like we saw last week, you don't stand a chance.
Nope.
So I don't care how many times you Tebow on the sidelines, you're not going to beat Tom Brady if you give him the ball in your own territory.
Well, if I'm the defensive coordinator playing against Denver, I'm putting 8-9 men in the box, and I'm going to make Tebow beat me in the air. And you know what? If he has to, he will. And you know what else he'll do? Take off.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to do that. Let's go to the next game. I'm passing on it. You like Denver, right?
I like Denver.
All right, good for you. You can lose that stuff.
Next up, we have the Carolina Panthers -7.5 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know what I have written here? Cam Newton show.
Over two under here is 48.
Two games left.
Yeah.
He's breaking all kinds of rookie records right now. Ron Rivera looks like a pretty good coach. He's got these guys on the upswing. They're running for yardage. He's got some good running backs. He's getting some good zone running blocking out of his offensive line. You know, to me, it's looking more and more like Tampa Bay. It's going to be Raheem Morris's going away party. If they get the crap kicked out of him this week, they may not keep him till the end of the year. Although there'd be no reason to fire him, but I guess they'd figure, well, why? They've lost, what, seven games in a row?
They've looked really bad of late. Josh Freeman, he got banged up a couple weeks ago, and
they've lost eight games in a row in nine of their last ten.
He hasn't looked good the last couple weeks. I mean, against Dallas, they struggled until about the third or fourth quarter when they finally put a couple first downs together. Now, they still look terrible, but they at least started getting a couple first downs. I mean, there's nothing, and I mean nothing, to like about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Freeman's banged up. LeGarrette Blount, who knows what you're getting out of him? Who are the receivers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that are playmaker receivers? I mean,
nobody?
I mean, there's nothing.
Name one.
I can't.
Yeah.
They have Mike Williams, but he's not a playmaker.
He's their best receiver.
Yeah.
He's their number one
right
now.
Which shows you a lot about the Tampa Bay.
Well, look, they were talking about this on a show earlier today, and I can't remember which one it was because I watched so many of them early in the morning, and I TiVo everything. But I got to tell you, every quality team in the National Football League has at least three or four weapons at receiver.
Weapons,
It's either a tight end that can go vertical. It's either a wide receiver out of the slot. It's a number one, a number two. But the good teams have four or five guys they can plug in there. You know, that's one of the reasons it's so hard for me to see the New York Giants struggle. And I hate to bring the Giants up because this is, you know, we go out in New York. But Eli Manning's having the best year he's ever had, and they're struggling right now because they can't stop anybody from scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad because they have a really good
Their receiving core is up in the top ranks.
Yes, it
with,
is.
With Cruz, now they've got Knicks, guys that, and Manningham a little banged up now.
They got guys
now,
out today.
Right.
But listen, let's talk about Carolina. I'm taking them.
I am too.
I got to take Carolina. They're minus 7.5. Probably if you're in Charlotte, they're 8.5.
Cam Newton's going to light him up.
Give it up. I don't see any way. Josh Freeman, did you see him throwing?
He looked terrible.
His shoulder's bothering him. And you know what? The more he runs, the worse his shoulder looks. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Cincinnati Bengals, minus 4.5 of the
Arizona.
Sound
like a monster.
For the Arizona Cardinals, the over-under here is 41.
Hey, you know what? As long as you know we're going to the next game, who cares?
That was if you were dozing off for a second are back now.
Hey, Senor Jess Root, he's one of the beat writers for the Cardinals. He and I go back and forth all week long. I absolutely love Kenny Wisenhunt. I love Russ Grimm. These guys are former Redskins. They're almost my age. They're doing a great job in Arizona. You know, Arizona at one time was like 1-6, and now they're 7-7. I mean, these guys are playing ball, and it's not like they're blowing people out. They're winning close games, and they're doing it with a guy named John Skelton.
And Beanie Wells is looking like the Beanie Wells we knew in college.
You know what? This is one of the few guys since Eddie George out of Ohio State that I can remember that's living up to what he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
He's a monster. I mean, this guy, not only is he big, he's so quick, and he supposedly has a bad hamstring. I would hate to see him healthy. Now, I got to tell you, is a big difference playing in Cincinnati in bad weather and playing, and I think that the weather's questionable in Cincinnati today, and it's pretty chilly. If nothing else, it's definitely not Glendale, Arizona.
It's about 41 degrees, winds from 4 to 9 miles an hour.
Yeah,
not the best day.
It's like a 32-degree wind chill.
That's okay for Cincinnati this time of the year. I mean,
know,
it is Christmas Eve.
Bengals are still in it, and I'm going to tell you right now, that you know, today Andy Dalton will be throwing for a record by rookies. When he throws his 20th touchdown pass, he will tie Dan Marino, Charlie Connerly, and a guy named Peyton Manning for the only rookies to throw for 20 or more touchdown passes in his rookie season. You know, you gotta love that. Now, Cam Newton will be able to do that pretty soon too.
Yeah, he is 17.
Yeah,
so
he could probably do it today. Well, hey, if he does it today, then my pick is looking pretty good because I took Carolina for four stars.
Now, do we differ on the Cincinnati game? I have Arizona here.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, this sounds like a bet. Where do you want to do the dinner bet at?
Well, you do want to do the palm somewhere.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G over there.
Ayo.
And you need to go to brucehallsports.com and follow us on my blog. We also have Facebook, Twitter there. You can click on anything. Send us messages. Send us nasty messages. Send us Christmas greetings. Send us whatever you want. We're going to be in New York next week doing a show.
2 hours.
Yeah, from 10 to 12. Next week is what I understand. Up at WFAS.
So after you watch the ball drop, you can wake up all hungover the next morning from taking a taxi cab home.
They're not good. This is New York. They're not going to sleep.
And
my daughter lives in New York. She gets up at 11 p.m.
And then you can just listen to me for 2 hours and Bruce.
Yeah, and Roy's got. You can't mix us up.
Hangover cure.
Yeah,
right here. Well, his voice.
Hey, I have a hangover cure. I haven't had a drink in 27 years, and that's my hangover cure.
I haven't had a drink in 27 minutes.
Hey, listen, I like to drive a lot more than I like to drink, buddy. And that's what I can tell all you kids. If you like driving and you're having a trouble doing both, you need to give one of them up, and it ain't driving. That's for sure. I like Cincinnati. You like Arizona.
I like Arizona. And I got a play here for anyone who's in a fantasy championship game and needs a receiver to fill in a flex.
Right.
If you're in a PPR league, early Doucette had 9 targets last week.
How many catches?
3. But he had nine targets.
Why is that important?
Because I'm telling you that this guy's going to blow up. I'm telling you.
Hey, let's talk about A.J. Green for a second. A.J. Green, who a lot of people have in their fantasy teams, the wide receiver, the rookie out of Georgia. Right? Andy Dalton's number one target. 61 passes for just over 1,000 yards. This kid is unbelievable. Why don't the Redskins get a guy like this? You know, we drafted...
We tried with Devin Thomas. Hey, Remember that guy? Malcolm Kelly?
Yeah, we drafted two guys in the first and second round, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And one of them is like Devin Thomas is on special teams with New York.
Yeah, I was about to say, Devin Thomas is in New York now.
Yeah, but he can't... He's probably their number 8 receiver.
He's a G-man.
Look, Arizona...
He got hurt last game.
Arizona started 1-6. They won 4 in a row and 6 of their last 7. I'm not taking them, though. You take them. I'm taking Cincinnati minus the 4. Let's go to the next game. That sounded better.
A little bit better there.
Next time I'm just going to nail you and you make a scream.
That's fine. Next up, we have the New England Patriots. Minus 9.5 over the Miami Dolphins. The over-under here is 50.
I love the Pats here, but I got off of them, and I'll tell you why.
Did you really?
You know why I got off of them? Todd Bowles. I mean, Todd Bowles, did you see how they played last week for Todd Bowles? They were awesome.
Yeah.
The Dolphins looked great last week.
This is my number one play.
Their defense is better than New England's. You're going to give up 10 points?
Yeah.
You're sick.
They're going to this is not even going to be close.
You know what? You know who's having a great year?
Tom Brady.
And Matt Moore is, too.
Hey,
would you take Matt Moore as a Redskin coach right now over Rex Grossman? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
You know how many quarterbacks I would take over Rex Grossman? 33. And I know there's only 31
other starting quarterbacks.
But I would take some backups over Rex Grossman.
Well, absolutely. I would take Tim Tebow. Isn't he a backup? No. Not anymore. He's not. Oh, by the way, did you see John? Is John Elway...
I'd take John Elway over Rex Grossman right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Is he available?
What do you think about John Elway?
I think he has a horse mouth. I think him playing in Denver was very fitting for his career.
Well, he looks like a Bronco.
He looks like their mascot.
Yeah, he does. Except for the mascot at least keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know what? Listen, I actually sat at a table. Blackjack table in New Orleans with John Elway, and I had a pretty good time. And when he's had a couple cocktails and has a cigar in his mouth, he's a lot of fun. But I don't really – it's almost like he needs some PR help. Because what I see with him is like he's almost in the way out there.
He is. He goes down on the sideline and stares at Tim Tebow, the back of Tim Tebow's head from like 3 inches away.
Well, you know why?
It's like, what are you doing, Tim?
I got a buddy that is a trainer. I forget what his name is. He's a good friend of one of my best friends, but he was a trainer for the Washington Redskins. And now he's been with the Bengals for years, and he always stands right behind Marvin Lewis because he's always in the shot. And he says this all the time. He says, oh, yeah, did you see me on TV? I was right behind Marvin, man.
That's what Elway does. He stands behind Tebow, not only to just try to shadow over Tebow, but to get in the shot. Hey, John Elway loves the camera.
How much money would an advertising firm and a marketing firm – $3. Have to charge to get the kind of publicity that Tebow's gotten in just the last 4 weeks. I'd say $30 million.
To be fair, though, it's not Tim Tebow for anything.
No, I know that.
It's people like me and you who are all over the media who love to blow this guy up.
No, but I'm just saying, look at – he blows up Twitter every time he plays.
No, I know, but this guy, he's the kind of guy who comes out and he says, my team makes me look good.
What is it about him? He's a good kid.
He is. He's a great guy.
Would you want him to marry your daughter? Of course you would.
I don't have a daughter.
Well, you will.
I never
will
have a daughter.
You will one day because you have a habit that you can't
if
quit.
If I have a daughter and she brings home a Tim Tebow.
Don't let him go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if he's 6'4 and a half, 250, and he can throw the ball 90 yards
in
the air.
And he's a starting quarterback in the NFL and can get me some.
Well, let me ask
somewhere.
You a question now. We got a long way off New England.
We did.
We were thinking about Tom Brady, but then we went right to two words, Tim Tebow.
It's easy to go on a roll with Tim Tebow.
Let me tell you something. I say the Dolphins are underrated here. You know what I'm taking here for 5 stars?
Say the over.
The over.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's going to go over.
I have it too.
It's going to go over. It's going to be, you want a score? How about 41-31? Is that good enough? Is 72 more than 50? You damn Skippy it is.
Next up, we have the game of the day, if you ask me.
You darn Skippy it is.
The day.
I did that for my producer.
This is the game of the day. The New York Jets, Jets.
It doesn't get better than this in New York.
-3 over the New York Giants. Hey, who's at home here?
This is like a Subway Series, only the Subway Series was best out of seven.
The over-under here is 47.
And Subway Series.
Do we differ on this game, too?
No, we both like the Jets.
The gang green,
here's why
baby.
We both like the Jets.
I love the Jets.
Well, you like them for different reasons. Let me tell you how easy my mind is to figure out, okay? The Redskins swept the Giants. That tells me they're not that good anyway. And I love the Giants. Everybody, yes, I picked them. I thought it was going to be like a Super Bowl season. I did not foresee their defense becoming this decimated with injuries and just bad play. I didn't. I thought that their defense could play well enough, Roy, to keep it together. They're not. The Jets have a much better defense, even though it's not the defense of the past two seasons.
Yeah,
wouldn't you agree? Yes. This is not the Jets' defense.
I like the Jets for two reasons, three reasons. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Right.
Plexico Burress.
Right.
And Sean Green.
There you go.
And you can even throw Santonio Holmes in there. I think
they've got more
so
top.
Many weapons on the offensive side that Sanchez can't screw it up.
Well, who's out for New York today?
I didn't see anything.
Manningham's out.
Yeah, well, Manningham, O.C. Mignola. I hear New York, and I'm thinking Jets over
see,
here.
See, that's just your problem. Hey, you know what? Hakeem Nicks and Cruz,
yeah.
The first two New York Giant receivers in the history of the New York Giants to both catch passes for over 1,000 yards in a season.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. You know what that says a lot for? That says a lot for Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Because how could they even be a little bit upset? They can't be. They're both over 1,000 yards. They both hit their incentive number easily. You know, you got Rex versus Tom. Rex is Rex.
And
right?
There's been some talking out of Coughlin this week.
Well, he's got, why wouldn't
he's
he?
He's like, stop talking to me, Rex.
Is that what he
Talk
said?
Talk is
that,
cheap
I didn't,
or something
I didn't,
like
I didn't
it
hear
was,
that.
It was funny, man. Because, you know, Coughlin's, he's not a talker.
They couldn't be more different.
They're completely different, and Rex is starting to get to him.
Well, you know, Rex is dysfunctional. We know that.
I love Rex.
Yeah, he's totally dysfunctional, though. All you got to do is look at his brother, Rob. By the way, this is Bruce Hall's second opinion. I'm talking to Roy G.
Our producer just says that it's like a buddy cop movie.
Yes,
it's like the good cop, bad cop in New York.
They're like the other guys. Remember the other guys?
That's a great
That's
movie.
That's exactly what these two guys are like. You know,
Tommy Boy. Yeah, he said Tommy Boy. So Tommy Boy works, too.
Tommy Boy.
Rex Grossman.
That
Rex Ryan.
And Richard.
Chris Farley. Yeah.
Richard.
And Richard.
Richard.
That guy in a little coat.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I could watch that movie. I could watch that marathon all day long.
It's a great movie.
Well, we're going to, you know, when we go to 2 hours, we're going to have a lot more stuff to be listening to. It's kind of funny. And I'm sure I'll have something here on my little screen that I can point to, and it's going to be something like, Buddy Wackett. Anyway, let's.
What was that?
Loser here.
Yeah, loser. That was Chris Farley.
What did you just say?
Hey, listen. Don't repeat Sean Green has bad ribs. Plax has a bad hip. No, Plax has been sick. Santonio has
a bad
hip.
Santonio has a bad hip.
So are they're all healthy enough to play though, right?
They're gonna play.
Is Ahmad Bradshaw's foot hurting?
It is. He's got
the weirdest foot in the world, doesn't he?
He's a little banged up.
Well, you know, a little banged up. Evidently, it's stuck sideways. Did you hear them talking about what's wrong with his foot? It's stuck sideways. So they have to like put his cleat on sideways. I don't know how they do that.
Toes and feet have been huge this year in the NFL.
You're a 340-pound tight end. Jake Ballard's out.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's looking better for the Jets. I hate to say it. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Washington Redskins.
Oh, they suck.
-7 over the Minnesota Vikings. The over-under here is 44.
Actually, the Redskins are going to win their sixth game of the year and going to blow everybody's picks out that picked them 4-12, 5-11.
I had them at 4-12.
6-10 was the number.
You know how upset I am that this game is taking place today?
Do you know what the over was in Vegas at the start of the season? 7.5. So it still may go under, but they have one game left after that. You know what? Minnesota, why would you blow the first pick in the draft? They're not going to beat the Redskins today. Number one, they can't. They give up an average of 70% completion average.
29 points a game they're running up.
Dude, 29 Roy, you could suit up in burgundy points. And gold and throw 7 out of 10. Right now, because they don't have anybody that can cover anybody.
Well, I did play high school quarterback for Falls Church High School, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It'd be tough seeing over that line.
We were about 2-8 that year.
Hey,
so.
And plus they got some guys out.
Pretty good.
Their defensive backs are all second teamers anyway, pretty much, right? Yeah. Allen's out. Hutch, their all-pro guard, is out with a concussion. Hard to replace an all-pro guard.
These are two very crappy teams that are playing on Christmas Eve that I'm forced to watch because I'm hanging out with my family.
Hey, guess who the Redskins get back? Jamal Brown. They get him back at tackle.
I don't want to watch
the
this
two
game.
Druggies are still out. Yeah. They're out. They're out for the rest of the year. Yeah. Grossman, I'm looking to have a big game. Hey, you know what? You know what the over under is for Rex Grossman in turnovers? Of course you do. 2.5. That's what he averages.
Now, if you are in a fantasy league and you need a quarterback, say you have some crap quarterback like Alex Smith. Crap.
Oh, stop.
By the way, he's crap.
Yeah, okay.
Or Joe Flacco, crap. If you need a guy to get you some points, pick up Rex Grossman. I'm telling you, this guy is going to have a huge
game. Yeah, for fantasy, he's wonderful.
Right,
for
yeah.
wins, he's horrible.
No, he's great for the Redskins this year because he's just sucking us into a great draft pick, which I love.
You know what? He looked pretty good last week, and he threw two picks in the first quarter.
I hate Rex Grossman.
He threw two picks in the first quarter, and they won easily.
I've been saying it all day. If the Redskins win today, I'm going to be very upset.
Well,
as a fan.
I got news for
as
you.
As a fan.
No, they're going to win.
I know.
And
they're
going to.
They're in my top five.
And they're going eight. Roy, they're going to cover.
Minnesota's terrible.
You know, you're saying this. This is coming from you, the guy that would rather have 33 other quarterbacks
I did
Rex
say that.
Grossman.
Yeah, but... That's in real life. This is fantasy.
Well, you are in fantasy. You're always in a fantasy world.
Hey,
you're 25 years old.
How
man.
Many of my teams were playing for the championship last week in fantasy?
You know what the over
three.
Is?
Three.
Do you know what the over is in this
three
game?
Three out of four.
Do you know what the over is in this game?
I'd rather draft a dragon.
I think it's 44.
What? A dragon?
I'm taking the Skins. I'm taking the Skins for 3 stars. I think they're going to cover this spread. You know why? Because I don't see why Minnesota, these guys have got to be ready to quit.
I agree. Washington's my number 4 play of the day.
Now, you know AP's starting.
I don't care.
Yeah, and he's hard to tackle.
Yeah, but.
I just hope they don't
Minnesota
give him the ball.
Sucks.
I want this kid, Christian Ponder, throwing the ball 50 times this game.
Or two Wood Elves. What?
He has and, to.
I mean, Christian Ponder is going to have to throw the ball because he's going to have to keep up with Rex Grossman, who's going to be throwing all over this Minnesota team.
Roy Helu.
With a toe.
Hey,
there's that toe. I'm telling
did we,
you.
Did we talk about Pittsburgh and St. Louis yet?
Pittsburgh Steelers -12.5 over the St. Louis Rams. You ever under here?
Is Bradford starting? He is.
Yes.
He's healthy enough. Hines Ward's going to play
today.
Well,
it doesn't matter. I mean,
Hines Ward is going to play today.
Because Emmanuel Sanders is out.
That's right. And Mwelde Moore, who is a horse, by
and
the way.
And he's a great blocking back. He got hurt in the 49ers game.
He's out. I remember the play he got
hurt
on.
In that Lights Out Guerrilla Radio game. Monday night.
You could hear the hit when he got knocked out. Pouncey is still out. I wanted to take Pittsburgh this week.
But I hate Pittsburgh. I hate Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you know what? Ben's not playing.
Screw Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, well, you know.
He cost me last. I told you what happened. I was down by five points.
That statement right there that you just made got him in a lot of trouble down in Georgia about a year ago.
Yeah.
It did.
I was down by 5 points last week in fantasy. Ben Roethlisberger got me 3 points. Thanks, Ben.
Do you ever think you take that stuff just a little bit too seriously?
No, I had a chance to win $1,000 this weekend.
Well, you know what?
$1,000.
I wanted to take a minus 13, and you talked me out of it.
You know how much stuff I could buy at Dollar Tree for $1,000? 1,000 things.
It's more than 1,000. They got stuff there cheaper than a dollar.
I could swim in things.
You know what? I'm gonna pass on this game. I don't even like this game.
I don't like it either.
I don't either. Let's go to the next game. Pick one. It doesn't matter.
The Detroit Lions minus 2 over the San Diego Superchargers.
Now, listen.
Over under here is 2.5.
Let me tell you, Norv Turner took a lot of crap from me over this season, and I'm giving it back to you. Norv, 23-2. Phillip Rivers is in December. That's sick. They're probably going to win this game, but I like Detroit's chances because Detroit was out of it. You know, they're down 7. They got the ball on their own, 7-yard line last week? They fumble the football, and they run it in for a touchdown. Now there's less than 8 minutes left, and they're down by 13 points. What happened after that, Roy? Your buddy.
Yeah, Megatron.
That's my man. Now, did you have him last week?
No, that team's out. That was the only team that I didn't have. I mean, my team played, but it was like for like a fifth.
Travis LeBoy is out. He's a pass rusher.
I'll tell you who I do have for the Detroit is Titus Young.
Well, and why do you have him?
Well, a man named Bruce Hall told me to pick
him up. That's right. I told you to pick him up because he's got 5 or 6 touchdowns already.
Three straight weeks with a touchdown.
7 touchdowns. Listen, Rivers is 23-2 in December. Norv. You know, you're probably going to win this game, but in Detroit, things happen. They're the first team in the history. There's a lot of this history stuff going on today, by the way.
I am a history minor from West Virginia University.
You're a minor history minor. This guy, honestly, he's got an opportunity. This team does. Mm-hmm. But Jim Schwartz, who can't even shake hands
right, by the way.
They have an opportunity to be the only team in the history of the NFL who have come back from 13 points or more four times. I bet they do it today. I'll bet you Norv goes out to about a 35-21 lead and they lose.
Does Norv save his job for next year? Is Norv a Charger?
With a win today, yes. With a loss, I don't know. Because they need to be in it next week.
Let me tell you just something
now,
real funny.
Now, if Denver wins, they don't have it if San Diego wins.
Right. So Norv Turner has been the talk of the town in Baltimore for the past 2 weeks as them bringing him in as
offensive
coordinator.
Because
they all hate Cam Cameron.
He's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's his guy.
They're
Cam
twins.
And Norv like are two peas in a pot.
They're probably hanging out today after the game.
Do you know what their problem is?
Ice skating together.
Don Coryell. All they did was copy Don Coryell's offensive playbook. That's all both of them did. And they don't have enough sense to kind of work it out. I think John Harbaugh is probably a better offensive coordinator than Cam Cameron.
Oh, Harbaugh doesn't know anything about the offense. He doesn't know what's going on. But with that being said, he probably knows a lot more than
Cam Cameron.
Than Cam Cameron.
Two words, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm taking the over in this game. It's 52.5.
I have the over, too.
I think it's going to go over at halftime. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the San Francisco 49ers minus 1 over the Seattle Seahawks. The over-under here is 37.5.
Well, you and I both looked at each other when we saw this total and went, what is this about?
Christmas came early for the United States.
Well, here's what we say in the business. You look for value. If the 49ers aren't value minus 1 against Seattle, let me just say this. Go ahead, Roy. I interrupted you.
I'm just stunned. I don't understand how a team that has 11 wins.
I have them ranked third in the league.
11-3 versus 7-7, and you're only giving the 11-3 team 1 point?
The Redskins went to Seattle 4 weeks ago and beat the Seahawks.
Seattle's poo-poo.
Now, having said that, they're not bad. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. You're listening to Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now, unless...
Go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Follow us on our last 2 or 3 plays here. Go ahead, Roy.
Unless Marshawn Lynch...
He's not 100% either.
Unless he's eating like 12 bags of Skittles today, then they don't stand a chance in this game.
You know, my son loves Skittles.
The 49ers, this is week 14, people. Week 14, and the 49ers have not let up a rushing touchdown.
Well, first of all, let's get a
Little
couple.
League football
let's get a
teams
couple,
don't do that.
Let's get a couple of things straight. I love you, Roy, but this is week 16.
Oh,
and for most
14
of
games.
These people,
14 games. Sorry,
most of these people,
games.
It's their 15th game. Here's the I don't think Roy's been to sleep tonight.
I saw 11-3 and went 14. 14 games. They've played 14 games. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They have played, they played 14 games. And I got to tell you, the ones they lost were close games. I mean, San Francisco has a great team. Mm-hmm. That is a championship ball club there. How many rushing touchdowns have they given up, right?
Zero.
Yeah, what is that? That's you know how far that goes back to the 1930s. Rodney Dangerfield's in here. Get him out of here. Please. Listen, here's the problem with that stat. I think not only are they impossible, it's impossible for those guys to give up a rushing touchdown, but I think that the way that this defense is designed, they make the other team throw the ball. They just do. They force the other team to throw the ball. Who's quarterback for Seattle? Thank you.
Tavares Jackson.
Is he going to have a great game?
No.
Probably not. How can you not take San Francisco minus the point? Let's take the point, or give the point.
Yeah,
take San Francisco and go to the next game.
Next up is the Dallas Cowboys minus one over the Philadelphia Eagles. The over-under here is 50.5.
You know, in the past, this has been a pretty good game, but not today.
No.
You know, it means a lot. It's a
maybe,
big game.
Maybe.
Well, you know,
maybe.
I was on Philly all week. I was on Philly last week. I was on Philly the week before. Dallas started looking better and better to me the more I looked at him today. And you know where I'm at right now? I'm on the over. I'm leaving actually, the game alone because this game might not mean a damn thing to Philadelphia.
It could not mean anything if the Giants win.
If the Giants win, this game is an exhibition. And the only team that really wants to win it is Dallas, because I can see this group of individuals on the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's what they are. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, but they're going to give up.
Did you hear the fire Andy chants?
Yeah.
I mean, the Philadelphia is zero behind the Eagles right now. And if Dallas gets a quick score, goodbye, Philadelphia. I don't care if the Giants lose today. This game doesn't mean anything if Dallas scores first.
You know, Mike Vick looks good right now. And you know.
He does, but the key to stopping the Eagles is not Mike Vick anymore.
Well, you got
to
stop McCoy.
Exactly. Now it's their shifty little running back.
I don't see Dallas stopping anybody completely. They're just not good enough. Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are the better team. No question. Now, this is being played in Dallas, and normally that would be good. It's not good in Dallas. Dallas, there is no home field advantage. We've talked about that a million times. I'm leaving the game alone because we don't know if it's going to matter or not. If you want to play in a pool or in a group of picks with a bunch of guys where you don't know if a game matters to one of the teams, I got some real estate I want to sell you in a swamp.
Next up, we got the Green Bay Packers minus 11.5 over the Chicago Bears. Over under here is 42.
You know what? Green Bay laid an egg last week. That was horrible. But you know what? I watched that game three times thanks to NFL replay on the NFL channel. And I got to tell you something. And I love the way they do it because you don't miss anything. You know, there's no commercials, no nothing. They just go from one to another. Red Zone does the same thing. You can watch an entire game in a half an hour. Green Bay was just ready to get beat. And they went into a den with a team that they were overconfident in playing because they had just fired their coach on Monday. You know what? I'm going to ask you a question. How many teams have fired a coach on Monday and come back and beaten an undefeated team that was ranked number one in the league? Probably zero until this week. But I got to tell you what I really like. Kyle Orton. Who did he used to play for?
The Tim Tebow's?
No, your team. Chicago Bears.
Oh, the Chicago Bears.
Hey, listen, and guess what? They play Green Bay a lot.
Who did he get beaten out by?
He was not. Listen, he wasn't intimidated at all playing the Packers because he's played them twice a year when he was with the Chicago Bears.
Orton doesn't care.
No, he really doesn't.
He's like, where are my reads?
Hey,
screw it. Going deep.
I would take Orton in a heartbeat over, well, Rex Grossman.
Yeah, well.
But listen, let's look at the game.
I'll take
both of the starting
Danny
tackles.
Warfel over
hey,
Rex Grossman.
Brian Bulaga is out. Mm-hmm. He's out. He's out for the season. Probably they've already got Clifton out for the season. These guys are banged up,
Chicago's,
beat up.
Marion Barber is
not playing today.
Yeah. And they're already saying no Matt Forte.
No.
There's no Jay Cutler, which we've already shown that they are terrible without
Jay Cutler. No,
guess
who just had an operation? Johnny Knox this week.
Yeah, I mean.
He's done for the season.
Count Chicago out of the playoffs. They're done.
I'm taking Green Bay for a small play. 3 stars minus the 11.5 here. Let's go to the last game.
Are we not touching the Tennessee game?
Why would we?
Should we not touch it? We should just go straight to New Orleans.
Yeah, you know what?
Tennessee, Jacksonville, if you're playing
in this game. You do this one.
You want me to do this game?
Yes.
Tennessee is...
By yourself.
Tennessee is...
I'm just going to comment, like a fan.
Just sit back and watch. Tennessee is ahead. Tennessee is -7.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The over-under here is 40. I have the under, and I have the Maurice Jones-Drews. Now,
and he's not 100%, by the way.
To me, it doesn't matter, because... You've already established that Jacksonville doesn't have a quarterback, so every single ball is going to MJD, and MJD is the man, whether he is 80%, 90%, 100%. This guy is the equivalent of a Ray Rice. He's a monster. And then you look at the flip side, Chris Johnson is a little banged up.
All right, I'm holding the gun to your head. Who do you want in this game?
Jacksonville. Give me Jacksonville.
Blaine Gabbert is the biggest wuss I've ever seen in my life.
I don't care. All he has to do is turn around and hand the ball to MJD.
All right. Well, I hear you.
And Chris Johnson is banged up with it. He's got
turf toe.
Yeah, and then we don't know who's starting a quarterback. I mean, Hasselback or Locker.
Jake Locker should start. Wouldn't you start him?
I would.
I would, too.
Lastly, we have the New Orleans Saints -7.
Best game of the week.
Over the Atlanta Falcons.
Hey,
it's on
Monday night.
It is.
This is the best game of the week. It's not even close, in my opinion. You know, and I'm sitting here looking at my ratings. My ratings came out great this week, but we don't have time to do them. I'll do them next week when we're in New York. I liked New Orleans all week long, but that line kind of crept up to 7 and then 7.5. And you know what? The problem when you're looking for value and you're playing a great team like New Orleans, and I'm going to say this, New Orleans may be the best team in the NFL right now. They may be. And they don't have the best defense, but neither does Green Bay.
Nope.
You know, it's looking – I love this music. It's looking more and more like you don't have to have a great defense to be the best team in the league and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, Whatever happened to defense wins championships, Roy?
It's gone away.
I
still think running the ball and defense still exists in the NFL, and they're called the Houston Texans.
Well, you know what I'm doing here? I'm taking, you guessed it, the over.
So am I.
I love the over here, 52.5. This Michael Turner is banged up, but they're going to feed him the ball, and they're going to throw the ball. And they've got weapons, too. Atlanta's got weapons. They're playing as good as they've played all year. This is going to be a game worth watching, and when you hit the over midway in the third quarter, you thank Bruce Hall and you thank Roy G. Roy Edwards.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Bruce Hall. Merry Christmas, and this is my buddy.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and be safe.
Hey, we'll see you in New York next week.